Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How about that? The horse is easy in. Very elegant. Yes, yes, yes. Humidor. Bit of lucky owner, isn't he?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. He sounds like a very fortunate bloke.
You don't have to get a headlock on him. Get him into the stable. Now, speaking of good horses, Advantage, you've nommed for two on Saturday, the birthday card and the Derby Munro. Have you made a decision?
She'll accept them both, and then we'll have a look at the field and work it all out for me.
Very, very smart horse.
Sorry?
Very, very smart horse, Advantage. She's a lovely filly, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's got a really good record, and we were planning some pretty big targets for her in the spring. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned, but she had a nice break now, and she appears to be coming out well.
I noticed that she had a spell of 25 weeks after she won the Sire's Produce in New Zealand. What happened?
She just went amiss in the spring. That was the end of her campaign when she won the Sire. She came up and won the Gold Trail in Hastings at the carnival there, and then we were sort of looking to put her on a 1,000 guineas path. But she just had an issue up high behind, and we just had to give her a little bit of time, and she's come through really well.
Jamie, how far do you reckon she'll get? The Fastnet Rocks can get ground, but she's been very effective over 1,200, 1,400.
She has. She's out of Isabelle Mare, so, you know, mile, 2,000 metres, even a little bit further. Shouldn't be a problem in time.
What's your long-term aim with her at this stage? I mean, you'll run Saturday, but where to from here?
The aim has sort of been to run in the one of those races as a lead into the Arrowfield Sprint. If she's going well enough, obviously she'd have to run very well on Saturday to push on to a race like that. But that's why we came over there, and there's nice options for her in Adelaide and in Brisbane once we get through Sydney.
Now, you ran a lovely filly on the weekend, Probabil, by Savabil. She said prior to Saturday, three wins to the second from four starts. She got back, but she made ground on a day where they weren't really making that much ground, and she was well back.
Yeah, she finished off really strongly, just sort of drew out and was outpaced a little bit early on. But as you say, her closing sectionals are really good, and we're happy with her.
Where would you go to with her?
She's going to go to the Sire's Produce in 3 weeks' time. That's sort of been the aim with her all the way through, and we think 1,400 metres would be ideal.
And again, a Savabil, she'll probably get further than that, you'd think, down the track, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she could well do. The Sire's has been the goal all the way through, but there's a nice race in a couple of weeks for her after that as well.
All right, well, we wish you well with Advantage. As said, she said the seven goes for six wins and only beaten once. What else have you got lurking in the stalls at home that you might bring over? Anything else to come across?
No, nothing more at this stage. In a Twinkling is there at Ranwick with the two girls, and he'll run in the Tullocks Saturday week and could well back up in the Derby. He ran second in our Derby, ran very well. He's a nice horse. So, yeah, three hopefully nice horses that can be competitive at your very strong carnival there.
Well, Jamie, all the best. You get some lovely horses and good luck with them.
Thank you very much.